Chanukah. One Chanukah, a group of Chassidim traveled to see the Chozer of Lublin. One of them handed the Rebbe a pan on which his friend's name was written, and when the Tzaddik looked at the note, he spat. Later the same evening, the Chassid decided to try giving the note again. This time, as soon as the Tzaddik saw it, he said, "This man illuminates all worlds." He then added, "When I first saw the pan, that man was playing cards. This time he's lighting his menorah." Once, some chassidim of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev were chatting, when suddenly the tzaddik approached them and asked what they were discussing. Having been involved in idle talk, they were embarrassed to divulge the subject. When the Rebbe asked again, they were compelled to reveal that they had been speaking of the wealth of a certain paritz who would indulge in everything he wished. In fact, even when he decided to sled in the summer, he had his servants cover a field with mounds of sugar. Hearing this, the tzaddik asked, "Does he light Chanukah licht?" Surprised, the chassidim replied that he did not, and he probably did not even know what Chanukah is. Replied Reb Levi Yitzchak, "If he doesn't light Chanukah licht, then he does not have true enjoyment in this world." After kindling the Chanukah licht, the Rebbe Rashab would sit near them for half an hour and learn, though at a slight distance in order not to benefit from its light. He would learn Gemara wherever he was holding in his learning of Shas. The Rebbe explained that this practice highlights the special connection of Torah to light and is a lesson for everyone. Chanukah is a time to increase one's learning. Furthermore, since the Yevanim wish to prevent us from studying Torah, we increase our study. In Haner Salolu we say that we have no permission to use the lights only to look at them, Ela l'roisam bilvad. This can mean that gazing at the lights is actually a benefit, healing any damage the eyes have incurred from seeing improper images, and protects one for the future. In fact, many tzaddikim would sit and gaze at the licht as they burned. One man in a severe state of depression sought out a cure by the Rav of Apta, and was advised to gaze at the burning Chanukah licht. The man did as he was told, and the next morning he awoke a cheerful man. Once at the kindling of the menorah, the Rebbe Marash said, "One should look and hear what the Licht Alach are telling us." The Rebbe explains that we must each contemplate and draw a lesson from the inner meaning of the Licht and internalize it. Aside from the general message of Chanukah, there is a unique message on each day which is alluded to in the Kriyas HaTorah of that day. When Rebbe Cheskel of Shineveh, the son of the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, was a young boy, he was seriously injured when a loaded wagon ran over him. His father, Reb Chaim, asked many tzaddikim to daven for his well-being. When the tzaddik Reb Naftali of Rupshitz heard of the boy's predicament, he sent some leftover Chanukah oil to smear on the boy. Reb Cheskel later recalled that when the oil was applied, he felt his body returning to its normal form and he regained his health. Since the primary nes of Chanukah was a ruchniistical one, annulling the decrees of the Yevanim against the observance of Yiddishkeit and the offering of Karbanis, we commemorate it in a ruchniistical way by saying Hallel and praising Hashem. However, it is also customary to make one's sudas finer during Chanukah in order to recall the nes of winning the war and to commemorate the completion of the Mishkan on Chofei Kislev. During such a suda, one should sing praises to Hashem for his nisim, thus making it a sudas mitzvah. It was customary for the Tzemach Tzedek, as it had been for the Alter Rebbe and the Mittler Rebbe before him, to hold a gathering on one of the evenings of Chanukah with his family, including his daughters-in-law. This was called the Latkes Ovent, a Latkes evening. At this gathering, the Rebbeim would tell stories, some of which were repeated year after year. The Rebbe Rashab would also set aside time during Chanukah to speak to the children. There is a minhag to give children Chanukah geld, and the Rebbe Rashab would do this on the fourth or fifth night. The Rebbe once noted that the main reason for this minhag is to enable the children to give tzedakah, for what else does a child need money for?